What's up, K-State Nation? Another episode here of the Pro Project Podcast starts right now. Eddie Greer here for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. All right, K-State, straight into it here on this Friday, May 22nd, 2026, track and field. Yes, we'll get into baseball. I'm going to record a baseball episode later on. Obviously, baseball, their run in their season ending yesterday in the hands of West Virginia. More on that on a separate episode. I'll record that later and have that actually up tomorrow. So the baseball season wrap, I'll have that tomorrow. Of course, we'll talk more about that, Lord willing, as we go into the summer, obviously. But right now, baseball in the books. And I believe golf is also in the books as well now. Men's and women's golf. I know Alex Lindstrom was competing in the NCAA regional this week. We didn't really track it that much on the first day because K-State baseball went on that run, a little bit of that run in the Big 12 tournament. So we will come back to that and put a bow on that. But now, taking center stage for Kansas State University, Travis Schofield, the director and head coach of the men's and women's track and field team, as they qualify 27 athletes in three relays in the NCAA West preliminary will take place at, of course, we're going right back to where the NCAA indoor championships were, Fayetteville, Arkansas. And so we'll see what happens there. 27 athletes here. We'll see if some of them can qualify for the NCAA championships. That's what's on the line now. And this is not even going to go on until next week. So we basically get an extra week in the month of May. And yes, to those that are traveling this weekend, and I forgot about Memorial Day, Memorial Day weekend. I'm not gonna go into any specifics, but important to see here for the important thing of it is here, obviously, is to honor men and women to have served for this country. So that is the main objective here. Again, I'm not outside of that. Not going to go into any other specifics besides that. You got y'all following. What in the world is he talking about? But yeah, that is going to stay off the show, off the show for foreseeable future of any podcast that I do. When it come around this time, because yeah, there's just too many memories, and especially what is going on right now. But anyway, let's see this train back on the trail tracks here. K-State track and field team, the preliminaries, right? May 27th through the 30th. So next weekend. So not this weekend. Next weekend. So, like I said, I said it this week throughout the one of the postcasts of the baseball. You know, I believe track and field is going to go deep. Here we are. We're about to enter Memorial Day weekend, and we're gonna be hearing from this squad pretty much through the first half of June, because what they did in the indoor season. But now, outdoor, we'll see what happens in Fayetteville, because last time we were there, I believe it was the NCAA championships there, where the K-State men got fourth, and we had a national champion coming out of indoor. And I'm ashamed that I don't have the a lot's honestly happened in the last less than 12 hours, so forgive me for not knowing the name on top of my head. I know it came from the women's side, so I apologize for that. Yeah, a lot kind of happened in the last 12 hours that I'm still processing, and probably was still processing for a little while there as well. So explanation for this part of the podcast, that's going to come from the EG3 side. So if you're wanting to know what's going on there, go ahead and subscribe to the EG3 podcast, the same feed as you get the Purple Project podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer here for this track and field edition. K-State baseball in the books, golf's in the books, women's rowing, we're going to come back to that this weekend. I'm not going to say for definite, because every time I say that, I don't do it. So we're gonna come back around to that. And with K-State baseball ending last night, it is now eyes on Colin Klein in the football season, mainly. But also, let's not forget about soccer and women's volleyball as well, because their particular schedules have came out. And soccer is going to be opened up in Hawaii. From what I've read, we'll talk about this more. We'll go through the schedule. We'll probably go to the schedule plenty through again, Lord willing, throughout the summer months leading up to big fall sports at Kansas State. Let's get to the 27 athletes. And we'll come back to the categories. If you've been following along in the show, all spring long, and when it comes to track and field, you know some of these athletes, right? So I'm not gonna go into detail about the categories, the decathlon, 200, high jump, javelin. We all know that. We're just gonna list the names and the relays for this particular episode, and we're gonna come back, and you know we'll set the schedule straight, because we're still a week out from the NCAA West preliminary, so we're still a week out from that. Dorian Charles in, freshman. Emu Erlin, senior, is in. They'll be in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Also, Taj Kumba in, Selva Berhu in, Vanessa Merceta. You already know she's already in that in this mix there as well. Desiree Riel in, Reese Ranley, Jordan Edwards, Reese Casper, and I'm following the sheep. So there's that. But I will announce the relays. I will do that. Zoe Brinker in, Chisholm DeFore in, Muzz Volpote in, Taylor Mayo, Destiny Smith, Tessa Thomas, Danielle Wampankego. So there's a light bulb in my head there. As well, Daniela Wampankego was the national champion in the indoor. So there we go on that. So thank you. So thank you, Jesus, for that. I was like, I'm ashamed, because I should know this name. But whatever was just happened, that's the first thing from my mind. So Daniela Wampankego, your national champion in the indoor. She's coming right back to Fayetteville with an opportunity to advance to the NCAA championships. We'll see what happens there. So there's that as well. We just went through the long list there of ladies for K-State. Thomas Gavent, Bong Musa Nikoski, and a red hot Tavon Underwood is in there. I'm tempted to say the events there, but okay, we'll revisit this next week on the podcast here. As track and field now basically sets center stage now from here on out in spring sports. There, let me see. And then Alan Hanna, Cordish Kunga, Uroy Ryan, Aaron Anton, Jehoviar Bennett, Apollos Edwards, Raleigh Marks, Ricardo Hales, Gary Moore Jr. Those are your athletes that are headed to Fayetteville next weekend to compete in the NCAA, basically in the NCAA regionals, which has another name, the NCAA West preliminaries. We have covered it every year here in the show, and this year it's going to be no different from that. And I just said three relays. I'm going to go ahead and announce those now. And the women's 4x4, and both the men's 4x1 and 4x4 relays. Let's go. So there's that as well. So it looks like here. Let me see. All right. So 4x4 for both ladies and the men, and it will include a 4x1 of the men next weekend there as well. And it looks like here, here in the outdoor season at least, the 4x1 put down a 39.6. in Oregon not too long ago, behind Jack Guthridge, Cordish Kunga, Ned Medlock, and Tasha Kumba. there. And then, of course, during the Big 12 Championships, the 4x4 finished top, the men's anyways, finished fifth behind Nikoski, Ways, Heath Rant, and Tavon Underwood at a 3:04 there as well. So the men knocking down fast relay times for the first time in, well, actually, for the first time in quite a while, and those ranked third in Kansas State history there. Again, we're going to come back and visit this again to remind you guys that I know there's a lot, again, there's a lot of things going on right now. Minds processing, events happening. Yeah, it's just it was hard. I'm gonna record a couple episodes today. Your football, because today's Friday. You have your football episode coming out tonight, so that won't come out tonight. This here might come out either today or over the weekend. It might come out today. I might just post it today there as well. So just a lot going on. So forgive me. My mind just all over the place still. there as well. But hey, we have the track and field team in action next week. NCAA West Preliminaries in Fayetteville, Arkansas. It seems like we love the place between Fayetteville and Eugene. So there's that. But what's on the line for these individuals in these relays, a trip, and that's a perfect transition, a trip back to Eugene for the NCAA championships, which will be held, by the way, on June 10th through the 13th. So that's going right into the summer. So we have a great relationship with Fayetteville when it comes to track. Fayetteville and Eugene, and obviously because Fayetteville known for track, obviously, but they're known for other sports too. But at least in my world, track for one, and we already know Eugene, right? So we were up there last year, so there's that as well. So so the track and field team, Travis Schofield, head coach / director of this program. We know what he did in the indoor season, and sure enough, they're in a conversation on throughout the Big 12 meet. We didn't really, I didn't really discuss that at all. So they're going to be making a lot of noise next weekend, and I'm excited to see, anxiously waiting to see what they do next weekend down in Arkansas. So again, we will talk more. As track and field now sets center stage now, as all other sports now come to a close in the 2025-26 athletic calendar season for Kansas State. The Pro Bunch of Podcasts, all things Kansas sports, you can get it. We're a podcast for free, available daily, which is core K-State content, baby. iTunes, Spotify, you know what it is. The Pro Bunch of Podcasts, all things Kansas sports, come at you six, 7 days a week. It's a daily podcast, a bad podcast. So, hey, we don't stop after 5 o'clock to Friday night. We keep it moving. I know, sports are winding down and all that, but you're going to get content throughout Memorial Day weekend as well. So you're going to get an episode tomorrow. I'm going to record that baseball episode tonight, and that will come out tomorrow. You'll have an episode Sunday, and you'll have an episode on Monday. So we're going to keep it moving throughout this Memorial Day weekend. Stay safe out there. You know what it is. Make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. Alex Zane out there in San Diego, California. It's Eddie Greer here in KC, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. This has been another episode of the Pro Project Podcast. All things KC Athletics with Cats.